This, I believe. Dr. Richard R. Trail is the medical director of Papworth and Enum Alamine village settlements, which are for the rehabilitation of tubercular patients. About 15% of the patients over the past 35 years have settled permanently at Papworth. The citizenry live a normal life as they continue their treatment under the supervision of Dr. Trail. In 1951, he started a second settlement, Enum Alamine, for ex-servicemen. In World War II, he was an air commander and is now a consultant on chest diseases with the Royal Air Force. The spiritual outlook of an individual is often a key to his physical well-being. Here is the personal creed of Dr. Trail, who must concern himself in his work with both the mind and the body.
My philosophy of life has been colored by and has colored my attitude to my profession. Both have been colored by my Scots parentage and education, of which I have ever been grateful. It is difficult to live up to or live down an upbringing which was based on the Scots Presbyterian love of the Bible. The finest epitaph any man can have is, "Write me down as one who loved his fellow men." They are worth loving. In 30 years of medical practice, my joy has been to listen to their stories, their fears, their hopes, their economic and physical difficulties, and their spiritual outlook. All these spill over to one who has a little patience. Each story is an intriguing jigsaw puzzle, a fascinating detective problem. But as I listen, the clue to the solution slowly but surely reveals itself. That clue is the vision of the individual storyteller. It may be the love of the taxi driver for his ailing child, or the philanthropic interests of the industrial director, both as powerful fuel to the soul as the devotion of the minister of religion to the creeds of his faith. For where there is no vision, the people perish, is more true today than ever it was. If we listen with understanding to our fellows, we may be able to define for them the outline of their lost visions. I believe that the only answer to the new illnesses that challenge my profession and apathy and frustration is no different from the old answer to chronic bodily ailments, from duodenal ulcer to active tuberculosis. It lies in the replacement of a lost vision. Without such replacement, I as a doctor may preserve life, but I shall not be able to renew it. The true and human end of treatment cannot be achieved by X-ray and neurological examination. The technique of people is something above and beyond the technique of things. To my reading, history shows man's continual craving after the spiritual and the aesthetic. This is as clear in the mark of the hand tool on the cottage beam as it is in the tapering masonry of the cathedral nave. Even sentiment, which many affect to despise, is a more powerful element in his total personality than his struggle for basic biological needs. However often our material-minded economists repeat their half-truths that man's happiness lies in economic security, I believe that history shows that without religion or myth and their accompanying ritual, man will die. I have not lost faith in my fellow men. A presently changing world may threaten to sink their individuality and communal living. It will not change them. The present turbulence that frightens many thinkers for the future is but the surface storm that will have little ultimate effect on the slowly moving undercurrent written into our history. These flashes on the surface are not here. I can help my fellows if I do not lose the art of living in its science, if I will consider each man as compounded of a soul and a body, both using the mind as a medium of translation for our sympathetic reading. The healing of the nations lies, I believe, in a recombination of the forces of the church and of medicine, for God is of infinite understanding and ultimate purpose for the good of his children. Nothing in my experience of 59 years has led me for a moment to doubt him.
That was Dr. Richard R. Trail, noted British specialist on the diseases of the chest.